أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير ألا تعبدوا إلا الله إنني لكم منه نذير وبشير صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat and verses of Surah Hud. It is a Makki surah, that is, it was revealed before the hijrah of our beloved Nabi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Some of the commentators have stated that the approximate era and time in the life of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this surah was revealed was around Amul Huzn, the year in which Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam lost his uncle Abu Talib, and then our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. That happened both in the same year, short space in between, and that year was known as the year of sorrow, the difficulty, the grief that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam had gone through. Before that was the boycott, and in that period of time Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had revealed the surah according to some. And in the surah Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about very, very briefly though different anbiya alayhim salatu was salam, Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam, Sayyidina Hud alayhi salam, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salam, Sayyidina Lut alayhi salam, but before that Ibrahim alayhi salam, very, very briefly Sayyidina Shu'aib alayhi salam, Sayyidina Musa and Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu was salam, the kind of difficulties that they had gone through to console our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu had seen some white hair on the beard of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and he made this comment that you are now beginning to turn grey. To Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in one riwayat, one narration, he said, this surah, Surah Hud, had made me old. In other narrations, together with Surah Hud, we find the mention of Surah Waqi'a, Surah Mursalat, Surah Amma Yatasa'alun, Idha Shamsu Kubirat, and those surahs had also been attached to this surah that has made me old, because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about aspects of akhirat. The surah begins, Alif Lam Ra, Allah knows best its meaning. Kitabun uhkimat ayatu thumma fussilat min ladun hakimin khabir. This is the kitab, uhkimat ayatu, is verses are meticulous. Uhkimat actually will refer to something that is perfect. Perfect in what? Perfect in the methodology that it has presented itself, insofar as the eloquence is concerned, the language is concerned, the words put together, and then in the manner in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had shown us halal and haram. And here in the way that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the lives of the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, spoken in different parts of the Quran Sharif, but each place Allah ta'ala has spoken about it, there was a different theme, there was a different thing that Allah ta'ala had brought to us, either before or after, that we learn a different aspect of the life of the Nabi of Allah ta'ala of the past. Same life but different lessons. And this is that word uhkimat. Uhkimat also will refer to the fact that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has guarded this Quran from all types of batil, all types of falsehood, insofar as words are concerned, insofar as the meaning of the Quran is concerned, insofar as the deduction of masail from the Quran is concerned. 100% guarded, that this ummah will never ever have consensus on anything that is batil, and that is the hukam of Allah, the qudrat and the might of Allah Ta'ala. ثم فصلت. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala says that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has made this Quran, the verses of this Quran, absolutely distinct from each other. When we look at awamir, commandments of Allah, we look at the prohibitions of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it is absolutely distinct. There is no mistake a person can make when one recites this Quran, when one understands this Quran. All of this Allah says, مِن لَدُن حَكِيمٍ خَبِيرٍ. This is from the one Allah who is Hakim, who is all wise, and we'll see His wisdom in the way Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has presented it. We'll see His wisdom in the way that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has considered us as the people that ought to have acted on this Quran. And then Allah is Khabir. Allah Ta'ala is all-knowing. If a person brings about a law in any institution, but he does not know the capacity of the people, then obviously that law will either be very, very firm, harsh, or it will never be able to be practiced upon. But Allah Ta'ala is Khabir. Allah knows our capacity. Allah knows our strengths. Allah knows our weaknesses. And Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala then formulated these rules and regulations because of us. First, Allah Ta'ala says, Allah ta'budu illallah. What is the objective of this Quran? What is the maqsad of this Quran? The maqsad of 124,000 Anbiya alayhimus salatu wassalam, the objective of the kitabs of the past, Allah ta'budu illallah, that you worship none but Allah Ta'ala. Innani lakum minhu nazirun wa bashir. And then the introduction to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Certainly I am to you from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala nazir, a warner, wa bashir, and a bearer of good tidings. May Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.